Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back for our continuing coverage of the snow event, this historic winter storm. Actually, the numbers that we posted and the accumulation rates were about on par with what happened on Valentine's Day, February 14th and the 15th, 1895. That's how long it's been since we've had snow at the same accumulation rates that we've experienced this time. We're joined by Craig Giacomine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Again, congratulations for achieving top 100 Generac dealers in the country. I guess you're still in Nashville because the airport shut down. There's no flying in today. But a lot of folks are asking, Craig, you have a lot of new clients, recent generator owners, any precautions, anything they should do today as opposed to what was happening yesterday?
Yeah, well, yesterday we put out a Facebook post and we had pictures of, clearing the snow around 3 feet around the generator from the front, back side, the whole entire area around the generator to keep the snow from getting into the machine. That's one of the biggest things right now. But as far as, I've been monitoring the energy outage map, and, power hours are pretty much a minimum right now, which is great. The system seems like it's holding. But, later on, who knows? But right now, it's doing great just from what we're monitoring.
Yeah, it's kind of different with this storm. We were just talking to Scott Walker from Jefferson Parish about how it's this wait and see to see how the melt actually and the refreeze impacts the infrastructure and some of the assets, like a generator.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. Some of the guys actually yesterday were able to get out, but they were pertaining more to the neighborhood. So we have units all over Louisiana, and a lot of technicians. So they were just basically taking care of the neighbors, which was pretty cool. Yesterday we were watching it. Some of them couldn't drive, but they were able to walk a block or two to take care of a generator for some of these homeowners, which was great.
Some folks were asking whether or not natural gas is impacted by this extremely cold weather.
I don't really see, we don't really see, we monitor the generators and we're not seeing any type of gas pressure faults coming up on any of the monitoring systems, which is great. So, and usually some of the systems that we're monitoring, if the gas pressure does drop, even if the unit's not running, we actually get a signal, an alarm that will tell us of a low pressure drop. We haven't seen anything, so there's no faults or anything coming in. So, that's what's really cool about these generators, that we can monitor the gas pressure coming in, without the unit even running.
Best advice for people today relative to generators?
Best advice I can give is just, if you got time and if you want to go outside, just walk outside, hit the manual button. Just let the thing start up, run for 5 minutes. I know normally they exercise once a week. I say at least start up once a day just to make sure, let it run for 5 minutes and put it back in auto and put it back in standby.
Yeah. And that kind of regenerates the battery and everything else, right?
Yeah, it gives you an indication if you're going to have a weak battery or not. This time of the year, We always talk about, when it comes to batteries, is cold cranking amps. This is where you know if your battery is good or not. You know, so it's cold cranking amps is what that battery needs to turn over to start that generator up. But I would do that right now, just to, you know, once a day for right now, just so things warm up.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
No, just I know I was enjoying all the pictures on, you know, people post on Facebook and on WWL Radio, WWL TV. On the different Facebook pages, it looked like everybody's having fun yesterday. But I think over the next day or so, which is today, people are going to be pretty much fed up with the snow and ready for it to melt. You know, people get cabin fever being in the home, so it's nice right now, but you know it's going to be a pain in about another few hours once it starts melting and it gets, you know, refreezes again. So,
yeah, I think people are hitting that threshold level really quick. They're fed up with it already. I think it was nice, and it's going to be nice this morning with the kids. But by this afternoon, it's like I'm done with this already. Right?
I saw one of the funniest things yesterday because I was showing the guys. You know, I mean, we're dealing with people that from Wisconsin, Canada, Maine. You know, they're all at this convention, and they were asking me, "said man, how are you guys holding up?" And I said, "so we're doing all right." And they said, "man, look, you guys got more snowfall than we've gotten all year so far." And I'm like, "really?" So, they actually had a video of a guy with an airboat driving down the, you know, riding the airboat down the road, and it was showing the different videos. These guys are like, "man, y'all crazy," you know. He said, "it looks like you're having a good time down there," you know. So,
yeah, it's a case of first instance for a lot of folks for sure. Well, Craig, stay safe. Safe travels home. You may be stuck in Nashville through the end of the week for sure, huh?
We're kind of looking at maybe going out to Vegas or something until Saturday because I don't think we're going to be able to get home. Yeah. Trying to figure out something to do. But in Nashville, it's cold. I mean, it's cold over here. There's no snow. I mean,
what was the temperature this morning?
I think it was around like, 11 or 12 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And then with the wind chill, you know, you're down to probably, you know, 1 degree or something like that. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's no snow.
No snow.
So we can't enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Well, good deal, Craig. Thank you so much for joining us. Craig Giacomon, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. We want to hear from you, what your experience has been, any challenges that you may have had, problems. If we can help in trying to find a resolution for you, we'll do that as well. Stay with us.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.